Ah, somebody left the door open because it's feeling a little bit drafty in here. That's right, the 2024 WWE Draft begins tomorrow night on SmackDown, continuing on Monday Night Raw, and the rosters are set to lock down on Monday, May 6th, leaving plenty of time for plenty of other trades and shenanigans and whatnot going on. Welcome to the 8K Wrestling Show. Welcome to a WWE 2024 Draft preview and prediction. Let's dive right into it. So, champions are protected. So, Damian, Becky, Awesome Truth, and Sami Zayn will remain on Raw, while Cody, Bayley, A-Town Down Under, and Logan Paul are set to remain on SmackDown. As for the Kabuki Warriors, they are eligible to be drafted, which is interesting because I thought that the women's tag titles could be defended across both shows. But hey, if the WWE don't know what's going on with that, then how are we meant to either? But there's also just a select group eligible in the draft pool for each of the different nights. So let's start off by looking at SmackDown. Seth freaking Rollins. I expect him to remain on Monday Night Raw, basically because Becky is on Monday Night Raw and they're not going to split them up because, let's face it, they travel together with their daughter and everything. So, yeah, Seth is pretty much a lock to remain on Raw. LA Knight, however, I do expect him to be drafted. I expect him to move to Monday nights. He has been somewhat floundering on the main roster. Even the stuff he was doing with AJ kind of felt a bit forced at WrestleMania. So hopefully it brings a much-needed freshening up for him. And yeah, let's see if we can climb back up and get more towards that main event scene. Another one who I expect to get the move, Bron Breakker. He definitely is going to be shining this year. I think they've got a lot of stock invested in him. And I think moving into Raw, they've got 3 hours. He'll definitely be able to be showcased quite a bit more, whether that's squash matches, whether it's, you know, any other feud that he kind of goes with. But yeah, Bron Breakker, 100%, will be moving to Monday Night Raw. AJ Styles, however, I expect he will remain on SmackDown, but I do expect that he will fully, finally, 100% guaranteed, be split from the OC, because I expect those guys, and Meechin as well, will potentially move to NXT. I think they're obviously listed separately on the different draft pools on the website as well, so that suggests a definite split here for the former faction. Sheamus, obviously he made his return to WWE the other week, and instead of banger after banger, it's been burger after burger, thanks to Drew McIntyre for that one. But part of me wonders whether or not they brought him back early as a way to make it seem like there's more people actually going to move shows, because I don't think there's going to be that much movement. Obviously, we'll come onto that a little bit more as we go through, but I do think bringing Sheamus back to Raw was a way to say, oh, look, we've moved someone over to SmackDown. So I think Sheamus will move to SmackDown, whether or not he kind of does anything again with Pete Dunne or Tyler Bate now remains to be seen. Obviously, Ridge down in NXT. But yeah, I don't know whether the plan is to get the band back together there, but Sheamus, I would expect to move over to SmackDown. Randy Orton, I do expect to remain on SmackDown because he needs to have a feud with Cody Rhodes at some point this year. So, yeah, he kind of needs to be on the same roster for him to be able to do that. And, yeah, he's only been back a little bit. I think there's still a lot for Randy to do on SmackDown, and he's a big draw for them and for Fox. And speaking of people feuding with Cody, I also don't expect the Bloodline to move anywhere. But we could add an extra layer of complexity to the whole Bloodline thing by drafting main event Jey Uso back to SmackDown. So how will that all work? Where will that fit in with him and Solo? Will Jimmy, you know, come back after his injury and do something there? I just think main event Jey, yeah, I don't really know how that one is going to play out. So obviously he's competing for the Raw title at Backlash, so this could add an extra layer to that match. But yeah, I don't know. I've just got a feeling that Monday night isn't yeet for Jey Uso. Looking at the superstars eligible to be drafted on Monday Night Raw, I can see Kevin Owens moving over to Monday nights. I think similar to LA Knight, he's another one who's been floundering a little bit on the main roster. Obviously, he's had a little bit of a thing with Logan Paul and kind of a bit of teamwork with Randy and stuff like that. But I don't know. I expect Kevin Owens to kind of find himself a little bit more, be back on the same show as Sammy as well, which makes a lot of sense. So Kevin Owens, I think, will be drafted. Same with Bobby and the Pride. I can also see them making the switch. I know they've been feuding with Final Testament, but I expect Final Testament to make the move back down to NXT. They've been showing up on that show quite frequently over the past couple of weeks. So to me, that's alluding to the fact that's where they're going to end up. So let's see how that one goes down. Drew McIntyre, I don't expect is going to go anywhere. He's got too much still going on with the likes of Damian Priest and CM Punk. And I expect Punk to also remain on Raw as well. So I don't see that kind of title picture changing anytime soon, just because we're only just kind of getting started with all of that. So let's see whether I'm right on that one. The big name I'm expecting to see drafted, making the switch in the Monday pool, is Gunther. I can see him going to SmackDown, and I think this could spell the end for Imperium. We saw, obviously, on Monday just gone that the faction's kind of breaking up a little bit as it is anyway, so maybe it's time for Gunther to go out on his own new show and, yeah, dominate that one for a bit. So Gunther, he will go to SmackDown. I could see Pretty Deadly making the move to Raw, and maybe even the Judgment Day moving to SmackDown. And obviously Damian can't be drafted because he is the Raw champion, so this would mean the Judgment Day does kind of split up a little bit. Obviously Mommy herself is recovering from injury. Damien's the world champion now. Does he really need the Judgment Day? I think it'd be good for him to stand on his own, and it would allow Finn Balor to lead the Judgment Day over on SmackDown. And Shinsuke Nakamura, I think he's going back down to NXT. He's had absolutely nothing going on for quite a while now. Obviously, he was super over back down in Orlando during his NXT days, so I'm expecting to see that draft pick also. Speaking of NXT, call-ups, Dragunov, I think he is a dead cert. I expect him to go on a collision course with Gunther at some point soon, so I guess SmackDown is my guess of where he's going to end up for that one. But yeah, Dragunov, you know, he lost the belt. It was a very emotional kind of hug and embrace at the end of that, which kind of guarantees that he's getting the main roster call up. So I expect to see him on the same show as Gunther. And Carmelo Hayes, another one for me. I'd expect him to put Dragunov on one show and Carmelo on another. So I guess Carmelo Hayes to Raw would be my prediction for that one. The women's division down NXT is a bit of a tricky one. Obviously, the main roster is the women's division is already so stacked. And obviously with Roxanne winning the belt, she would have been my pick for who would have got called up. So I don't think they're going to call her up as champ, but I could be wrong. But yeah, I don't know whether we're going to get any, and maybe one or two at most women called up from NXT. That's because I think we are in for some surprises. Charlotte Flair, definitely one I could see being drafted, making her return. And hopefully to the same show as Jade Cargill, because I need that match in my life. Obviously, she'll end up on the same show as Andrade. So I'm guessing Andrade might go to Raw. So maybe we'll get Charlotte to Raw. And as a result, Jade also getting drafted to Raw as well. But Charlotte Flair, I think, is, yeah, I'm pretty confident we'll be seeing her in the draft. Carmella, another one, if she's ready to return, I think she would make a good surprise. She could be SmackDown bound. And Raquel Rodriguez, obviously, we know we saw her at Elimination Chamber. We know she's going through some stuff at the moment. So if she's ready to come back as well, I think she could make an appearance. And there's also been no mention of the likes of Omos or MVP. So I think they could be some interesting surprises as well. And lastly, Brock Lesnar. Is it time for the Beast to make his big return? There's a lot of stuff going on at the moment. I think the latest word was that WWE was still trying to bring him back and were confident. And I don't know, maybe he's being cleared of any potential allegations. I'm not too sure. But with the whole dynamic going on at the moment on SmackDown with Paul Heyman kind of, you know, being overpowered and stuff by Solo and Tama, could Brock Lesnar be the one to come and save the day and help Paul Heyman out there? Who knows? Or could he end up on Raw where, you know, he's got the likes of Bron Breakker to feud with? I think that's a match I want to see. Or if he goes to SmackDown, you've also got the whole Gunther angle as well. But if Brock is coming back, I think one thing that this draft lacks at the moment is any kind of real big surprises or names, and with the interesting decision to keep the champions on the same shows, it kind of feels a bit like, I don't know, yeah, not super surprise worthy, but yeah, let's see whether we get some big surprises at the show. Those are my picks. What do you think? Let us know in the comments. Enjoy draft day on SmackDown and on Raw, and we will catch you on the next one.